The nation's fourth and eighth graders are doing better than ever in math and reading. But some say the record scores aren't enough to close gaps internationally and here in the U.S. Logan Healy has more.
The 2013 Nation's Report Card released today shows the vast majority of students are still not getting high marks in math and reading.
I think that the latest results from the Nation's Report Card were pretty discouraging.
That's Stanford education professor Eric Hanischek.
Our performance on these tests is extraordinarily important for the future of our economy, and we are not internationally competitive now.
The biannual report by the National Assessment of Educational Progress says less than half of all fourth and eighth graders are proficient in math, and just over a third of those students hit that mark in reading. Students of all races are showing improvement, but USC education professor Morgan Polakoff worries the growth isn't happening fast enough in some areas.
Policies like No Child Left Behind have caused modest gains in achievement. On the other hand, I think that what they haven't been able to do is really narrow the persistent achievement gaps that we see between racial ethnic groups and socioeconomic groups.
White students again outperformed their Hispanic and African American peers despite efforts to reduce the gap. Polakoff says any interpretation of today's report card should be taken with a grain of salt. He says policymakers are likely to skew today's data to support their own agendas. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.